So comes now the flashback section of the show, and I'm going to delve into 26 years ago, New Year's Eve, when there was a police-provoked riot, provoked at the town clocks shortly after midnight. In those days, there were sort of spontaneous activities on Halloween and New Year's Eve. And there was this year in 1993 going into 1994. However, you're going to hear from a whole variety of witnesses what happened according to them. What I got out of it, I put together into flyer on New Year's Day, and I wrote, "Who will stop the next police-provoked riot? Witnesses agree that near midnight on New Year's Eve, police advanced in a threatening display of force, in full body armor with visors down and truncheons drawn. Their determination to shut down a peaceful drum circle started the worst riot in recent Santa Cruz history." This was at the town clock. "Witnesses agree that random beatings by police officers to force celebrants to leave the town clock area nearly an hour before the clock park curfew took effect," and in those days that was at 1 a.m., "enraged the crowd into throwing bottles and breaking windows up and down Pacific Avenue. How many police officers will be reprimanded and how many police superiors reassigned for this arrogant, foolish, and abusive display of power that caused damage to property and people?" As far as we knew at the time and heard afterward, no one. "The officer involved, the main person who ordered the riot, the creation of the riot, let's say the display of force to drive away the drum circle by hitting people on the knuckles with truncheons, was then Sergeant Reedy. I think her name later changed to Sapone. She became a lieutenant. She's no longer on the force. Of course, this was 26 years ago. But that was my understanding from the interviews that I did with people who were witnesses to what happened. My flyer continues, "Who will rein in these abuses when there is no civilian police review and policy board and no chance of getting one?" And actually, there was a weak board created later that year after another massive protest 5 months later against the sitting ban after the city council had passed a whole series of anti-homeless laws, which I call the downtown ordinances, and making it illegal to sit down anywhere in Santa Cruz on the sidewalk, with some exceptions for disabilities and some events. And the civil disobedient nonviolent protest, broken up violently later by the police, of course. This happened near the old Ford's department store, which currently is now Five Guys, that area, which was then a vacant lot. And many people were arrested. And then that evening, they declared it a riot zone after police broke the ribs of one person, caused a miscarriage from another woman. All this time, there was a man named Scott Kennedy, who co-founded the Resource Center for Nonviolence, and who some had expected to be quite a sympathetic voice for the homeless, and was initially, but as he grew in power and respectability in city council, so he diminished in commitment to basic civil rights for poor people outside. And the closer he got to the police and the internal workings and the heights of power, although it's hard to consider yourself very high in Santa Cruz when you're mayor, in terms of power, you have to become a city manager to get high in power in Santa Cruz. The worse it got. Anyway, this was what we're talking about now is a protest. It wasn't even a protest. It was simply a celebration of New Year's. It happened every year at the town clock. And it was, as I said, broken up forcefully. I did not observe the breakup, but again, as you'll hear, I a variety of witnesses that I interviewed on the streets, which I was at in the wee hours of January 1st, having heard of the tumult downtown. My flyer continued, "Supposedly under consideration by a gutless city council," that's police review, is a toothless commission with no disciplinary power, no funded independent investigator, and no independence of the city manager, and that what they passed never had that. The long-delayed plan is not due to reappear until February, and I think it didn't get passed until this summer in its highly weakened form. And then, of course, it was eliminated 9 years later. I think actually less, 7 years later, 8 years later, in 2003 by Cynthia Matthews and the reactionary city council that took power then. With police corruption and abuse making headlines in places like New York City, Santa Cruz Police Chief Jack Bassett and his Code of Silence police force voted Sticky Fingers Butchie Baker, that's Lauren Baker, Officer of the Year after Baker had been publicly accused by more than 9 women of sexual abuse. Meanwhile, police keep up their anti-homeless campaign, targeting sleepers without shelter with new sleeping ban tickets, even though the shelters are full and there is no legal place for a whole class of people to go. Time to organize a people's tribunal that monitors police abuses against the poor, minorities, youth, and everyday people. Time to take cops to court in small claims court to break the blue wall of privilege and silence. Don't wait for Kennedy's Do Nothing Council to act on the police abuse issue. When the community leads, the leaders will follow. So here's, we'll just kind of jump into some of these interviews. And it's a little fragmentary, but hopefully it'll still be worth hearing.
Okay, so what's cooking, gang? It's about 1:10. We're on the... near the mall. You guys witnessed some untoward activity up the street, or what happened?
Yeah, they're throwing bottles at cops, rioting. They just looted all the stores right there. You know, breaking, broke all the windows.
Breaking the windows and stores, stealing, and stealing
stuff
their
out
clothes.
Of the now, clothes out of the windows.
Which stores are we talking about?
Oh, Pacific from here, Wave? Pacific Wave to probably Game A Lot.
This is on the Pacific Mall?
Yeah, the whole way. They just broke out all the windows.
They're breaking windows out of cop cars and stuff.
The cops are
throwing garbage at the cops.
Did you see who started this?
Who started this?
Yes.
Everyone. Just all the people
there. Right. A lot of gangsters. Thank you. Okay, it's January 1st, 1994. We're in Santa Cruz, approaching the Pacific Garden Mall on Church Street. Something of a small riot has broken out. Apparently, according to this report, I was present when Carlos came up to me in the alley around the corner from the Cafe Royale. And told me that a lot of broken glass was in the street. Apparently police had charged drummers at the town clock doing a traditional midnight celebration. And police are, and those who were driven away by police were upset.
A Cafe Royale was a little cafe no longer around in Santa Cruz. It was, I think it was in the block, one block toward, toward the Catalyst from the Santa Cruz the Cinema 9. So it was in the next block, I guess where the Rittenhouse building is now, the Rittenhouse tomb, as some of us like to call it.
At this. Now, apparently, windows are being broken out by a report. We'll see.
But they are just doing what they've been told to do. That's the, you know, they're...
We're at the Sleep Crime in Progress vigil here. What's your name?
Dana Almgren.
Did you see any of this happen, Dana?
Yes, no, everybody is negative, but then that's what...
The Sleep Crime in Progress vigil was a two-week-long vigil which activists Wanton Dave Jacobs and Red Top Robert Flory... I think Skidmark Bob Duran might have been involved, too, at the time. Activists concerned about the city's sleeping ban and concerned with maintaining a continuous presence on Pacific Avenue as an encampment. In those days, visible encampments were just not a thing happening. This was in 1994. This was a protest encampment, and it sort of was in the tradition of an earlier encampment that Wanton Dave had been a major part of back in 1991 after the first Persian Gulf War, 3 years before, at the town clock. And we heard some of that, if you're a regular listener to this show, some of those flashbacks to that era and that vigil and how police were at least accused of, and I believe credibly accused of, stealing property, brutalizing protesters, destroying political signs, engaging in false arrests, and so forth, which comes as no surprise to folks who are familiar with the history of police and homeless people in many cities, and particularly in Santa Cruz. This little vigil was actually on the sidewalk about a block, I think it was the next corner, to the Cinema 9. If you are at the Cinema 9 and you start walking up the street, let's say, toward New Leaf Market, but on the same side of the street as the Cinema 9, you would run into this vigil immediately on the corner as you cross the street from the Cinema 9. It involved a tent. I could be a little bit off in the location, but it was more or less right there. And people stayed there on a 24-hour basis. I think they were petitioning people for an end to the sleeping ban, and they were also just maintaining a demonstration peace camp, so to speak.
Did you see police attack any people here or vice versa? Looks like people are breaking out.
Do this to people.
Yes.
Oh, knock me out.
The window is knocked out of that. Look at that. The window is knocked out.
You guys.
They knocked a window out. That's amazing.
All right, this is the window of the corner of
Cooper and Pacific.
What's this store?
I don't know. Looks nice, though. Hella nice.
Pacific.
Something. Can't read it.
Did anybody see the police attack on people?
Or
the
actually, right there, bro. My knuckles.
Okay, now what happened? What's your name? First name.
AJ.
And AJ, what happened?
I was smoking a cigarette.
Yes.
Minding my own business. On the sidewalk, not in the street.
Where was this?
Directly in front of the north side of Pacific.
And down by the town clock?
Town clock area.
What about what time? About an hour ago?
Here come our ladies.
About 12:30. And anyway, they asked me to move on, and I said, why? Because you're having a disorderly assembly.
And you weren't being disorderly.
No, I was smoking my cigarette with my friend and his woman, whatever.
Did you see anybody else being disorderly?
Yeah. It's out there.
Now, were the police responding to a genuine problem, or were they in fact creating the problem?
It was set up way beforehand. They knew exactly what they're going to do.
How many cops were involved that you saw?
Get on set.
20.
And how were they dressed? What were they doing?
They looked like fucking, they were out to fuck shit up.
And they hit your knuckles?
Knuckles.
With
my own business?
We're dropping a cigarette.
Stick. Nightstick.
And did they have their name tags on them of any sort?
No, the guy had a mustache. I dropped my smoke, shoved it in my chest area. I reached down to put out my smoke. I see a big black boot, stamp it out. I felt like I was in Hollywood for a moment there. And anyway, I reach up, smacking my knuckles, and I said, whoa, I'm out of here.
Did you see any of the other incidents of this kind occur?
Well, yes, but I think most people deserved it. Because they're being disorderly, man.
They brought them upon themselves.
You feel you deserve it?
Nope.
Okay.
If they weren't here, they would have left. If the cops weren't here, I think people would have left more. It gave people a rush to do something.
Everybody's throwing bottles and shit. What do you expect, really?
Do you feel do you two feel that police provoked this, or that it was in fact?
I believe that they were called upon to do this as a job. This is like one of 100 jobs, one of 100 other places too.
It was provoked by police, definitely.
So you two disagree on this matter?
Well, but they're gonna come down here anyways. They're not
Why?
Because it's New Year's. They're expecting this. This is like a conditioned response.
Right, but did it?
They conditioned our stimuli.
They cleared away. They attempted to clear away people who were doing drumming near the clock. That was the basic reason that this happened.
No,
I think it's all the media, man. Last year they've seen what's going to be going on through movies, through music.
Right, but their action in this particular situation was to insist people leave the clock area.
Yeah. Well, yeah. By about 12:10, I saw the cops move in.
But
with force.
The people in the drum circles.
By 12:10, they wanted everyone out and in bed.
Now, was there some specific problem in that area?
Because people were enjoying themselves.
Underage people drinking, then they ended up throwing bottles and rocks, which is actually all the people who are age drinkers aren't actually doing this. But what actually provokes it? That's the question, right?
Well, my specific question was, did the police, by trying to clear people away, provoke this, or was there a problem beforehand?
it brings on, it's like kind of like a fight. You know, one person brings it on with another person. See, if it was just one single person,
were you present, though, did you see a number of problems that would lead you to call the police, or did the police, by showing up, mess with people and provoke them into further anger?
I think this is just another job, such as...
Obviously, if there's going to be a militant uprising against the people are going to feel oppressed or, you know, offended or, you know, like a top dog, lower dog situation. If you pin a dog into a cage, he's going
to
fight.
Now, were you a witness to a lot of this stuff happening?
Yeah, I did it. The stuff broke out when the cops came.
I did it.
Now, do you feel that there was any reason for the police to be there? Had there been any problem before
him? No, I think it was a bunch of bullshit. They came at 12 o'clock to roll everybody up and go home because, you know, it's a police state. Very simple.
One, wasn't it?
No, it was earlier than one, because I was there at 12:35.
And, that didn't come off so well, huh?
Can I got no weapon in
the Apparently not. Apparently the police blew it.
I hit a cop in the face with a bottle, and I kicked that window, and I want to kick another cop.
May I quote you on that?
Fuck them, there's too many fucking people. Dude, fuck that, come on.
I think it's a yes.
Pick that gonna win, dude. That's all they want.
Okay, has anybody here been mistreated by police?
Yep, I should fuck have me in about recording you.
It's being recorded.
Good, yeah. Good, record me. Because you know what? You don't live in Hayward. This is Santa Cruz. I came from Hayward, and the cops do beat you up there all the time, so you can just kiss my motherfucking ass. Fuck the police, loud and clear. Fuck the police, loud and clear.
Isn't it funny how people say things like fuck somebody and actually that's a very complimentary statement?
Nothing, and I'm saying fuck the police.
Right, but did you see anything here that provoked
you? In the home of the brave, most laws are unconstitutional.
Are there problems? Yeah, I would assume. Always on.
Did you see anything specifically?
No, I left. I was playing baritone sax, and I'm very aware of timing. I knew exactly, and I know, especially New Year's Eve, exactly the time to not be a parent.
Well, it looks like the police have taken this opportunity to do the same because they are not here at all, and the windows across the street are, in fact, broken out.
Oh, where?
Right over there.
I don't see very well.
Right. On the corner, right across the street. Check it out.
I'm touching you, don't freak.
Red Cop Robert Flory, a key witness to the whole scene.
Fighting
is breaking out over between. For what reason? Who can tell?
Are you making a document for official business?
For the public. Of course, it could be seized by anybody, I guess. So apparently some people are guarding the building across the street. Others are
some
lingering.
People think things that are dead are more important than things that are alive. Like human flesh and blood has a right above all else. Not just human flesh and blood, but anything that is alive has a fundamental right over anything that's dead.
Let's see.
Obviously, because with the exception of this tree right here, there is not much life around us, with the exception of these people that have been treated as if they were dead their whole lives.
Right.
What do you... Oh, man. See that? That lady just tried to run that kid over. I saw that. She did it slowly, though.
Did she?
She was being nice about it.
Right. So a car attempted to go through and apparently attempted
to run over somebody.
In the road, and that person kicked the car. Yeah.
But she did it slow enough that it was justifiable because there's just kids out
there. Is that recorder still on? Fuck the police and tell them I said it, Mandy. Fuck the police.
Okay,
you can
Mandy.
Take that to your reporter.
I will.
The most important point is that there is no police.
Hey, man, straight
police
from Diego,
shit.
Man. Straight from Diego.
They can
fuck
suck
this
my
shit.
Dick.
Fuck this.
There are no police protecting downtown Santa
Cruz. Fuck that. They're just smashing the windows and getting broke. If their windows
would get
broke, they'd probably do the same damn thing we're doing. And if they weren't, then fuck them.
And I'm going that way.
Here they come.
Look. Film the cops. Here they come.
So I can get outside.
Okay.
Here we go.
Jerry.
I'm going to shoot him. Pull the head one of them.
I'm going to throw that.
Are you doing this for a paper or for yourself?
For myself.
Have you got a number you can be reached at?
Yeah.
What is it?
429.
429.
And I doubt that that number is still a good number. It's 26 years later. But just in case, I'll probably try to contact him because I'm wondering if he actually took video of these events. That would be interesting to see and to hear. Up until this point, there were no police visible, I believe, while I was doing these interviews. I don't actually have a very particular memory of this swath of time, sometime between 1 and 1:30 in the morning, I think, something like that. But you'll soon hear the police arriving, and there'll be some discussions and interaction with the police. First, however, let's have a little bit of a musical break. This is the Parody Project doing a parody of Tangled Up in Blue by Bob Dylan, and they're singing about the demise of the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, and Hillary Clinton's defeat in 2016 through shady practices, which were later distracted from and I think covered up by all the blather about Russiagate and Russian subversion and Russian disinformation, when in fact it had to do with DNC finagling and corruption, I think that was the main issue. And that's been my understanding and what I've garnered from the evidence, what evidence I've heard over the years, and have continued to put that story out. Anyway, here it is, the demise of the DNC.
Early one morning, sipping on coffee, hot pepper with a scrambled egg. Oh, wondering now to get her party in the black, how long she'd made to beg. She opened the door to a fiscal mess, sure it was gonna be rough. But she had plenty of friends in the S&P, and their bank books were big enough. She was standing at the crossroads, but she knew what she would do. She'd sneak along the back roads, Lord knows she paid some dues. Getting through, tangled up in blue. Made a deal with the powers that be, resurrect them from the dead. It wasn't so bad the price they paid, she just joined them in their bed. She held the keys to their private safe, the funds at her behest. Couldn't speak or move without a sign from her, both agreeing that it was best. She promised they'd be fully repaid when the war fulfilled her scheme. They were purchased and the groundwork laid. She saw herself in a dream on Pennsylvania Avenue, tangled up in blue. A statesman stepped from the gray north woods. He spoke on the lifeless bill. His message placed at Challenge Square, and it rang a warning bell. Now one concern was registered, so well employed a plan. The score was 359-8 the day the fight began. Those purchased now would never bend, the past was close behind. She saw large crowds of women, so careful how she spoke her mind. Her final coup, tangled up in blue. Tables stood where the bed should be in the Manchester hotel room, where they anointed what they called Pied Pipers as the opponents they would groom. And later on, when the crowd thinned out and left the orange one to defame, they thought him the perfect one to be, but there was power in his name. Warning bells were swinging free, but optimism still ran high. The world had changed, but they didn't see, though it was written in the sky in a brilliant hue, tangled up in blue. Summer came, all harsh and cold, as we watched the first big race. My bet was strong, but they broke his legs when they laughed right in his face. A wise man said, if you cheat someone, best to do it with a smile. You can't defeat them on the distant run if they see right through your guile. And every one of them words rang true, and it glowed like a burning coal, shining down from the neon signs like it was written on her soul and stuck like glue. Tangled up in blue. Look and I could hear from where he lay, helpless on the ground, while a crew nearby was hard at work on a clever burial mound. Somebody asked her what was going on, she had just one thing to say. Her words caught on like a windblown fire, he couldn't have won anyway. The colors of the consequence obscured her vision there. She embraced her new incompetence and she lost the royal chair, long overdue, tangled up in blue. Her own defeat then set the stage for widespread sweeping change, but they swept away the evidence, not a thing to rearrange. I suppose they think our desperate mind will acquiesce with ease, but we have no other option now but to do what they should please. They say the words and they weave the tale of great changes they have brought, but scratch away the thin veneer and it all amounts to naught. What they misconstrue, tangled up in blue. Look around, tell me what you see, not a lesson they have learned. And the ones who tried to burn us out are the ones who are gonna get burned. Accusations fill polluted air and echo from the whitewashed walls. There's plenty of blame to spread about and there's deaf ears where it falls. Power is clenched in a tightened fist and that's paralyzed in place. It'll be the last of what we see as they sink without a trace. Out of view, tangled up in blue.
And now back to January 1st in the wee hours, 1994, on Pacific Avenue in downtown Santa Cruz.
Okay. Mike is videoing this in case people want to record. The police or some vehicles are approaching slowly on the streets in a kind of a slow clearing of the street. I'm going to take my stand with the sleep crime vigil here. How are you doing?
No, I'm doing wonderful.
Robert, police are apparently approaching.
Oh yeah.
So our response will be to stay at the vigil, or?
Yeah.
Leave the sidewalks, no exceptions.
This is it.
And in fact, that is what Wanton Dave Jacobs and Robert Flory did, and continued to do. I think throughout the 2 week period of the vigil. They stayed there. And I think police on this occasion respected the fact that they were there. And though they did, I think, again, my recollection of the actual behavior of the police other than their patrolling is very limited. But they didn't go after the peace activists, which was an unusual considering their behavior on other occasions.
They're about to come into base camp. Homeless vigil. Here they come.
Okay, police are shoving at people here at the sleep crime peace vigil.
This is an unlawful assembly. Everyone.
Hey, what about this?
Read the sign off the meeting.
Read the signs. Peace.
And so they're passing the sleep crime vigil by and clearing the sidewalk otherwise. Otherwise, a police van and about 12 officers are straddling the road and clearing the sidewalk. Followed by a sheriff's vehicle, looks like possibly a highway patrol vehicle and several other vehicles. And the only ones left are the notorious sleep crime vigilers and some of their cronies.
Video cameras are flaring. Get these guys on tape.
So,
who are these guys? I never see them around town. They're mystery men. They came out of darkness and appeared on center stage.
You're talking about the police or the sleep crime people?
The sleep crime people. They just appeared. I never saw them around town at all.
Well, so apparently now all streets have been cleared, although a few...
There seems to be quite a few people at the Cafe Milano.
The Cafe Milano, however, has served as perhaps a sanctuary for some of the crowd. We'll have to go up there and interview some of these folks. I'll be back. But in the meantime, sleep on.
All right.
Yeah. Did you guys do tell them we live here?
Yes, and the police said, pass the vigil by. Pass, actually, because this man was defending our vigil.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
What do you mean, my vigil?
Our vigil.
Our vigil.
Yes, our vigil. So, how's everything going?
Good.
Excellent.
Oh, brother.
Evening.
No kidding.
Anybody see what caused this tonight?
No.
Any witnesses to what happened? No.
There's some through the window, that's all I know.
Yeah. It's about, who knows, my watch is for shit. And it's police have swept by, and people were going to do some more looting at the store across the road, but that isn't happening. And that's good, because other citizens have shouted they should leave. The discussion between Dave Jacobs and a pedestrian on the sidewalk.
What's, excuse me?
I'm a roving
reporter. Recording, and he likes to tell people he's recording by walking up and talking to him that way.
Great.
And then he hopes to get him interviewed, or maybe
don't
he'll just
let
hang
me
out
become
and let us
the
talk.
Focus. You guys are having a conversation. Now, that was very interesting.
Well, then you should have kept quiet and recorded and told us afterwards.
So,
besides, pretty much
so anyway, Dave likes to fight with me. It's one of his
crimes.
Okay. So you were saying that you felt that you were.
I feel like what's happening in our society that is causing these kids to have so much anger and frustration that it's not
abusive police attacks.
It's not the kids that have the problem. It's our society that has the problem, and we need to address the real problem instead
of. Wasn't the primary problem the police attempted to clear people away from the town
away
clock?
Away from the town clock,
in
exactly.
In a ridiculous manner.
Everything was absolutely fine at the town clock. There were drum circles, good vibes, people having a good time.
Did you see this? Were you there?
I was there. Absolutely.
And what did you see about the police? What
I just saw them come in and start to... I don't really know what happened. In a very intimidating manner, absolutely.
And what did they do?
I don't know. I just heard some kids talking. They had been hit in the stomach. Remember those people down at Poet and Patriot talking about that they had been hit. Yeah.
By police,
and they were pretty upset about it.
So you didn't see any police hit anybody?
No, I didn't. I just saw them come in a pretty intimidating manner, and it was intimidating enough for us to walk away. Definitely.
Uh-huh. We didn't
want to stay. But we wanted to stay until the police came. Yeah.
So we would call this a less successful example of police work here in beautiful
Absolutely.
Santa Cruz. Yes.
Absolutely. If they would have left the scene alone, I think it would have been...
Or just handled it a little more.
Handled it a little
lightly,
differently.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
They came
there
with
was,
riot gear and their hoods down. And
they were ready. They came with their sticks. They were ready. They came with their hoods on and sticks up.
How many were there?
Probably 40.
40 cops?
At least.
At least 40.
At least.
Yeah.
And how many people would you say were at the town clock?
Oh, hundreds.
A couple hundred. I have no idea. But it was very...
I'd say at least 300 or 400.
I mean, very good vibes down there.
It was a much greater crowd than number of police, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which means that they had to be probably 10 times or more the number of police.
And that's the voice of Wanton Dave Jacobs, the vet who at that time had created a number of different vigils protesting the wars in Iraq. At that time it was the first Persian Gulf War, and the continued bombing of Iraq under the Clinton regime, as well as police abuse by the Santa Cruz police against homeless people and against activists. And that's what this two-week-long Sleep Crime in Progress peace vigil. It was sort of an attempt to be sort of whimsical. See, sleep crime in progress, that's what they're calling a crime, homeless people sleeping.
At least, yeah.
So there were like maybe 30, 40 police. So?
Yeah.
Maybe 500 people?
Oh, I have no idea. No
I'd
idea
say
how many
300 or 400.
Yeah.
Probably.
So but
yeah,
I'd say there was a very good vibe down there until the police showed up.
They came, what we saw is they came right in and broke up the drum circle.
Exactly.
Right
they went right to the drum circle.
They targeted the drum circle.
They went right to the drum circle.
didn't seem much of a point to me.
No, target
a bunch of drummers.
It helps the insurance companies later on.
It helps turn off the party. You know, you turn off the music, it's easier to turn off the rest of the party because, you know, you've already disrupted the party.
The music creates so much energy.
Turning off the music disrupts the party, and then you come in with physical force to further disrupt it and push people away.
And now we have broken glass in the streets, and a number of people have been injured. And
a amount of merchandise has disappeared, and it seems to be because people are rioting. The riots are originally being started by the police, and then they spread out, as they usually do in a large crowd like that.
And the discussion afterward that I had with people, which I don't remember the details of, just the conclusions that we came to, had to do with the people who were running this affair in the police department, Patty Sapone, who I think at that time was either a sergeant or a lieutenant, probably a sergeant who then later became a lieutenant. She, I think, first made the mistake of prematurely using force on the drum circle even before the curfew came into force at 1 o'clock at the town clock. And then the even more serious mistake, perhaps, although maybe hard to judge the gravity here, the police herded people into the downtown as they were trying to get away from the gauntlet, the truncheons that the police were using to, should we say, hurry along those who were not moving fast enough, or, you know, simply to use force and the threat of force and the reality of force to frighten people into leaving. And in driving them into the downtown, they created the riot.
Yep.
So now the police apparently have evacuated the area. Are they still, are they blocked off the scene down there?
The police walked down and swept the streets.
They've swept it, but they're not sealing it. They probably don't have the force to seal it. So you see people wandering back,
yeah, like right there,
coming in around the corners and stuff,
looking at the stores.
A few bargains here in the midnight sale.
That car is
fear by the government of groups of young people getting together.
But now, did you see any misconduct by people in the crowd that would have justified this kind of police?
Exposed his body to the rest of the world, which is a beautiful thing. That was the harshest thing I saw.
There was no violence happening until the police arrived.
That's true, yeah. Then we started noticing violence once the police started.
No violence until the police arrived.
Where do you see the headlines in tomorrow's Sentinel? Young punks provoke riot.
Absolutely, that's what it'll be.
Now here, that'll be the Sentinel headline.
Did you see it when they cleared the
drummers?
Yeah.
Did they hit any of the people?
No. It started out real mellow at the drummer circle. They just basically walked into the middle of the drum circle and told everybody to leave. And after that, we chilled out. But of course, the hearsay I've heard is that they started getting a little more or a little rougher.
The police or the crowd?
The police.
Yeah.
Because people were hanging out, but I mean, it's New Year's Eve. People want to get together and have a sense of community, you know, and feel a good vibe together. Of course, the way things are today, there's a negative aspect to everything, and you just need to tip it over to the other side, and here it goes. Now we have broken glass all over Pacific Avenue. Nice street. Beautiful street.
Well, pretty sterile street, if you ask me, but
yeah. About a downtown, you know. Of course, we see the negative side of the people who have come here.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything anybody wishes to add to this collage?
Collage.
Blah, blah.
Blah, blah.
Thank you for recording.
Certainly. Does anybody wish to give their names here?
I'll give my name. Lisa Gillespie.
Darren W. Crow.
Victoria Delatorre.
Just Michael.
And Just Michael. I'm Robert Norris.
Hello, Robert.
And this is the sleep crime in progress.
Yeah, we've been noticing this the last few days.
We'll be sleeping here tonight, probably be arrested in the morning.
That's what we were being told, yeah.
Or ticketed, perhaps.
Misdemeanor in the morning for those who got tickets yesterday.
They say, yes.
That's what they say.
But they have never prosecuted a misdemeanor sleeping case. They use it to harass people and take them to jail, after which they drop the charges.
At that time, it was $168 fine for one act of sleeping. And if you did it twice within 48 hours, it was up to a $1,000 fine and a year in jail, in theory. At least that was the maximum. And although at that point, as you hear us discussing, and we were I was thinking of sleeping the night there. I don't know. I don't remember if I did. I might have spent some time there. I might have just gone back to where I was living or staying, which somebody's trailer somewhere, I think. The business of sleeping outside at night with homeless people in solidarity, because I was largely not a homeless person, had been something we've been doing for several years beforehand in an attempt to dramatize the issue and bring it to the attention of the public, and maybe even crowd the courts and make it too costly for the courts and the police and the city to continue to arrest people who couldn't pay fines anyway. But Santa Cruz militantly continued to try to do this, although they also sent in the liberals to try to talk people into leaving the militant edge of protest, and they did to some extent successfully do that. And there was also a tolerated kind of camping situation set up in what was called the Back 40. It was still present at that time. It was an area where they're currently where the Page Smith Community House sits. And the Back 40 kind of camps have now, in a way, 26 years later, moved to line Highway 1 all the way and up to Mission Street. If you look from the great sign advertising Housing Smidgens, as I call Housing Matters, or the Homeless Lack of Services Center at 150 Coral Street. So the Back 40 tents are now, or their successors, their descendants, are now lining Mission Street in a much more toxic environment because it's right next to the freeway and so forth. No access to bathrooms, porta potties, potable water, as far as I know. Though there was a trash pickup, I understand, recently, and we're going back to 2020 now, where an individual working with Brent Adams of the Homeless Outside in Santa Cruz and the Footbridge Services and various other projects, to their credit, and this is a guy previously apparently was rather seriously critical in the Take Back Santa Cruz mode of homeless people. He actually personally organized and paid for a trash pickup. That was the second-hand information from activist Abby Samuels that I was told was she had posted online somewhere. So that's the kind of rumors and hopefully accurate information about what's going on now. But it's back to 1994.
Like that.
What's up, Dan?
Like that.
You have a feeling me.
You like that jacket?
Giant wool, brother.
It's a nice
one like that.
No, this is it. I got this at a homeless shelter up in Marin.
Let's walk down.
Yeah. All right. Good night, everybody.
Peace to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Back real quick.
So it's 1:36. And we're here on the Pacific and corner of Cooper and Pacific. No, Church and Pacific. Let's get shoved back. Let's walk. And we are walking up the mall in an attempt to see what's happening in the aftermath of the police sweep on Pacific Avenue. Looks like a relatively mellow situation.
Back this way. The mall's closed down here, sir. You need to
stay over
here.
Mall's closed.
Mr. Khan, please. You need to go back up here, okay? If you're at the homeless up here, that'd be fine up here. But because of the unruly crowd, yeah, it's gotten way out of hand. We have too many businesses broken, and we have to get the unruly people off the street.
Okay. You don't mind if I use the phone?
No, right here. Yeah. Well, I'd prefer if you could move up right here, because we want to stay from here down.
Excuse me. Okay.
I appreciate your cooperation. Thanks.
Sure. Fucking kids, man.
So you heard it there.
Happening up to the Catalyst.
Anything to be honest with you?
Yeah.
None. No. Well, there you are. It's very simple.
Even while the government seeks war.
Words of wisdom from Dave Jacobs.
So, of course, I was not part of an unruly crowd. I was quite ruly, or at least mellow in my approach, and I had a good reason for being there. So the police officer was simply keeping Looks like he was keeping people both ruly and unruly out. I think I ducked around, because you now hear me talking with Wanton Dave Jacobs, who was on the other side of this, I don't know, was a police barricade or just a random cop happening to be there. Don't remember. But here's some of that conversation.
So it was small crowds. People are continuing to kind of cluster on the street. We hear war whoops from other side streets.
This never would have happened if somebody didn't get rowdy, man. He started throwing bottles at
me. No, the police moved in and broke up the drum circles. Then people got pissed.
I thought somebody started throwing bottles at the cops.
Well, afterward.
Art said.
After that is what I
heard. Right, was you there?
No, I heard it from four people, though, who were not involved. They were just sort of middle class citizens, you know.
I just know that there was this pipe passing through, and all of a sudden...
Oh, they were throwing bottles later, I mean, you know, but...
I thought the drums were still playing, I don't know.
Well, that was when the drums were still playing?
I thought I heard the drums always playing, and I didn't know I heard it.
Well, maybe, you know, I hadn't heard that. That may be...
Oh, we put a giant stick on it.
Let me ask this crowd what they say.
You know, I mean, I don't know who threw the first stone.
Was anybody present when this all started? Anybody?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
People just like, it was like the whole fucking, the cops started poking people in the ribs, and as a result,
nobody was throwing bottles before
that? Oh, no, absolutely not.
Fuck yeah.
No. But the cops were there, literally
trying to clear them out away from the town clock.
Five minutes after midnight, they formed a line with riot gear.
15 minutes after midnight, they started pushing people and poking.
And then probably like about a half hour after, tear gas, and people started running.
Did they tear gas?
Yeah,
that's what those booms were.
That's why everybody fucking blazed down the hall.
Was that due to the fact that somebody was disturbing the cops?
No, everyone was peaceful until the cops came there 5 minutes after midnight. Everyone was peaceful, having a great time, smiling, laughing, saying Happy New Year. The cops came 5 minutes after. They could have, you know, been.
Like
they could have said, okay, everyone, you know, can you clear it out, start, you know, clearing it out instead of coming in with just like, you know,
the riot act.
The night sticks out and like just instantly poking people.
Now, what do you
know? There might have been a few bottles.
Let's get the other view.
Okay, well, they were throwing cops at police vans.
Cops at police vans?
No. They were throwing bottles at police vans.
Yes,
and
cops
and then, you know, people started running down, and it was pretty peaceful, and then they started doing the trash cans over in the street.
Throwing trash cans into windows and shit, eventually.
And then this guy came up to me and shook my hand and said, hey, man, everyone's blaming it on me. I'm from L.A. I'm used to this stuff. And then he, like, smashed the window, right?
Which window?
It was the one, the flower shop.
Flower shop.
On the other side, up from us.
Like the flower shop has anything to do with the police, you know, fucking poking ribs. Man.
Hey, man, but you don't throw stones, man. It stops stones. I was young punks, man. As far as I've seen it,
even though I got a pound of cocaine with me, they still didn't catch me tonight.
And you heard it here first. So now, did you see any stuff happening before the police attempted to clear things out of the...
I didn't at all. I didn't even notice anything until
everything
the police started fighting. They started moving in, and people that wouldn't move...
So there is general... Nobody disputes the fact that there was no hostility, no broken bottles.
Absolutely
they started moving in.
Not even.
And they moved in with the attitude, like, if you don't move now... You know, and move fast. There was like 500 people out there. You know, people were getting hit, not only poked, but fucking hit in the back, hit in the legs. You know, and then of course people are gonna start, you know, saying, hey, what the fuck, man? It's New Year's. We're trying to have a good time here. So they start, throwing bottles. You know, fucking hey, they deserve it. They should have fucking dealt with it differently, man. This has never happened in Santa Cruz before. It's wrong, man. You know, and they basically started this whole fucking flurry of aggression, dude. I mean, they instigated the riot, if you could call it that. I mean, I would call it that. I mean, it was a typical riot in, you know, in the sense that, it's just bullshit, man. It's ridiculous. It shouldn't have happened.
I bet you can't guess what I'm doing right now.
I would not even want to try.
Nobody wants to know, Andrew. Boy. So that is, this is the crowd outside the Cafe Milano.
And as a quote, my name is Andrew, I work at Cafe Milano's. While standing, watching Pacific Wave and Surf in front of the store, I got nailed by the cops.
For what?
Just standing there because I was watching the storefront and one of them decides to give me a little belly club in the stomach.
And which one was this?
Cop? I have no idea.
Is he still present on the scene?
No. Wow.
No alarm went off or anything.
No, and you know that's what surprised me.
You should talk to this man who apparently is involved with the store and tell him you were trying to defend the store.
We already did. I told him, and I told him that you ran up and fucking took that one guy and took the shit back, dude. I was standing there with that fucking pole, like, you know, just going, hey man, this is wrong. You shouldn't be doing this, you know. And we basically fucking made everyone get back. No one got anything because of us. You know, people would have been in there looting and fucking left and right. But I know those people are really nice people, you know. That's bullshit. This is our community, man, you know.
That's true.
It's fucked up. You know, I'm 100%, I didn't agree with what the police were doing. And I was, you know, I totally disagree with it. But, you know, that's not the right reaction, you know.
But let's take a musical break.
Have been snatched away. It's about to take place again. Out comes carefully prearranged who will lose and who will win. With pre-selected candidates, other options are pushed out. They hope we don't see through the sham. Discover what it's all about. But their plan to avert the flame is flawed. It ain't Russia. No, 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 it ain't Russia. It ain't Russia committing the fraud. The DCCC is hard at work with democracy by the throat. They point their fingers accusingly while they cheat us of our right to vote. They tried it back in 2016 and they got their asses kicked. It seems they didn't learn a thing, guess the lesson didn't really stick. Now they're trying to repeat the same old scam, but we can see. But they just don't give a damn. The DNC was the mastermind of the great election fraud. So when Paris talks saving democracy, it ain't nothing but a sick facade. While progressives speak to real concerns, that ain't DNC's technique. Instead, they file a claim in court against Trump and WikiLeaks. Cause they say Russia caused their big defeat. It ain't true, babe. No, 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 it ain't true, babe. They lost through their own deceit. Well, they say Russia caused their big defeat. It ain't true, babe. No, 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 it ain't true, babe. They lost through their own deceit.
And that again was The Demise of the DNC, Democratic National Committee, by the Parody Project. Back now to New Year's Eve, the people, the police, and the broken windows.
What else? So how many windows are broken on the street in your...
I can count right now from the beginning right there. One, at least one there, maybe two. There would be three, that's four, that's five, that's six. And then there's one right there at that store, that's seven. And that's about, I think that's about it, seven or
Why?
So.
Why?
I know, dude. I was standing in front of there, like, protecting it, man. I think it's bullshit.
Well, the reason it happened was the police broke up the the drum circle with force at midnight instead of letting people disperse.
At like 5 minutes after midnight, they came in with fucking batons, billy clubs, riot gear, with the fuck. 5 minutes after midnight, they made an announcement. Everyone dispersed now. A few minutes after that, they started moving in. And people that wouldn't move, fucking, they got poked, dude. You know, there was a whole, I mean, there was like 500 people out there. And, you know, you can't expect them to just like, you know, boom, boom, you know. And everyone was kind of loose and having a good time. And they just, you know, started fucking beating people, basically.
There you have it. Any police abuse?
Fuck yeah, man. They were like running after people and hitting people, man. This guy was just standing there and they fucking whacked him in the head, man. You know, I heard this, like, ex-cop say, like, those batons, man, are fucking serious. What the cops did, Rodney King, was, like, way worse than what the LA 4 did, you know? Brick is nothing like a cop.
I'm not a little bit sure about this, no.
So you were part of the drum circle at one point.
Yeah, yeah.
Were any bottles thrown before the police arrived?
Oh, no, not at all, man. We were just jamming. Everybody was having a good time, man. It was great, man. It was like best New Year's, man. I was pleasantly surprised.
Until this incident happened.
I could not believe they just moved right. But you know who called the cops, man? Why did the cops show up there? You know, who called them? Was it like people in the tortilla flats, you know? I don't think so, man. it was the cops. I mean, it was the people in these stores here, man. People that own these stores, like that bookstore over there, you know.
That's the mayor. He owns that bookstore. The former mayor, Neil Coonerty.
Well, he's still city councilman. He still talks a lot of shit.
That's correct. That's correct.
Front page is that. What do you say? Did you read that?
Next to him apparently said that the homeless vigil stunk or something.
Yeah, that toy store, man.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I heard.
The quote of the day.
The quote of the day.
You can smell it a block away.
Right.
Right. There's a quote of the day. I can smell it a block away. Clock tower don't close till 1. Did you know that?
That's correct.
And when did they move in?
That is correct.
Before, I think it was a little bit before.
Like 55 minutes before. Or maybe even an hour before.
You want
this off?
Okay.
So it's nearing 2 o'clock. We're walking down the mall on the other side of the, next to the ID building, down toward the clock tower, across from the bookshop Santa Cruz, and the ID window has been hit. And what else has been hit? Evening again. Swing store got hit by somebody, and it looks like Toys and Games was not hit. Game-A-Lot. People are still looking from their second-story windows in the St. George. There's trash in the streets. Sort of the aftermath. Here's a window. Store Echo is completely broken out. And we're approaching the Ben 10 restaurant, which hasn't suffered any damage. Evening. What's happening?
How are you?
Oh, not bad.
Happy New Year.
And the same to you. It looks like a merry, pretty eventful time, huh?
Yeah. So. Could be better, could be worse.
So who were the clowns who planned this mop-up operation that provoked the riot?
Looks like it's incredible.
Well, have a good evening.
Okay. All right.
So as we walk further down, actually closer to the center of things, it's interesting, no windows seem to have been broken. So perhaps the windows were broken when police began tear gassing, as I heard that they did. And it looks like there was a broken window at the Cafe Espresso Royale. Anyway, there is a broken out window at 1549, a storefront that's empty. And of course the bank, the bank on the corner at 1551 Pacific is
taken a hit or two in the door. So the word from the man on the street is it's 5-2. You, on the other hand, should not be smoking. I've warned you about this before.
Thanks, Dad.
All right, then. Marijuana, yes. Tobacco, no.
Okay.
All right.
I won't smoke anymore.
All right. So a... the video camera is... youths are approaching the man with the camera and asking him to tell the story.
It was all basically a bunch of guys running down the streets, breaking windows, and I don't know what.
What provoked it?
The police were the main reason why this happened.
If they had waited maybe like 20 minutes longer instead of like rushing people right when, like at five minutes after 12.
And this store right here, we were standing right there with poles in our hands, you know, keeping people away because they were trying to take stuff.
Yeah,
you know, we know the owner.
Now, can I get a statement from you on that?
No, I don't want
to. No, but an anonymous individual on the street suggested it seems strange that Game A Lot and... Don't cut yourself. It's broken glass.
More of it.
More of it. But Tom Scribner still saws.
This is bullshit.
Yes, it is.
Go ahead and get that on there. Not that I wanted to.
So then we have the... many windows are broken, but not Game A Lot in the bookshop Santa Cruz, which you were telling me earlier had a quote in the paper of some kind. I didn't read that, but I heard there was a quote about homeless people.
They're the two biggest people against what's the homeless vigil. They're the ones that said that it smells coming down the street and that's what they don't want in this community.
Right.
And it's right in front of their shop.
Well, it certainly looks like Kristallnacht here on the avenue. Flory, the blue-hatted peace vigiler and sleep crime in progress extraordinaire. That doesn't sound right. But in any case, what's been happening, Rob?
Not much in the past 5 minutes. Mike went to sleep, committing the sleep crime, and announcing it to the... right, dear clad officers on the corner, even as he engaged in it. Hopefully things will settle down and I can go to sleep pretty soon. Tired.
Or if it's time for a game of magic, what do you think?
Oh, perhaps.
You're not feeling like a magic game. So did Tim in the wheelchair got wheeled off to a place of rest?
I didn't even see what happened to Tim in the wheelchair.
Tim McGrath, one of the...
Right.
Veterans of the 1991 homeless campground closure at the Citizens Committee for the Homeless Property. Was here earlier at the peace vigil. Well, thank you, Robert. Some of the signs here at the peace vigil, and now that we're here, say the plundering of a planet and its people, land, resources equals land, trees, people, oil, equals exploitation, production, marketing, consumption, and waste. We have a series of general signs about the exploitation of the environment, but I notice nothing about automobiles. It used to be a prominent part of a Flory demonstration. Now seems to have taken a back seat, so to speak.
Abate our petroleum addiction.
And there you have it. Otherwise, we have a few signs. We are human, so are you. Think about it. Bad laws are made to be broken. You have no legitimate authority to write a law that makes it a crime for someone who is poor, has no house, to sleep in the community they call home. If you were homeless, you'd be home now. Actually, the original phrase was, if you were homeless, you'd be home by now. It seemed to have more punch when I first said it many years ago. So, and you were claiming that the police ignored the peace vigil when they cleared it, Robert?
No, I was claiming no such thing.
What were you claiming?
I can't remember. It would be hard to repeat.
Are you disclaiming what you claimed?
Spontaneous humor, and now that it's being recorded, it
loses some of the original oomph. Still, you were saying that the police, in clearing the peace vigil, came to the peace vigil, and I said to you that this must indicate the power of the peace vigil, and you indicated the absurdity of the situation.
That's true.
Because you said they came on the peace vigil, and they said, oh, whoops, this is a peace vigil. We don't have to clear this.
Well, they didn't actually say that. They did not clear the peace vigil. It seemed as if they were playing roles in a movie, and they were... in a state of martial law, clearing the sidewalks, but peace vigil was a dose of reality and a bit of comic relief. And found it impossible, I guess.
There was not
continue with
down.
Their role.
Sweep it away.
There was nothing. I was on it.
About 2:10, police have passed us, heading toward the town clock. We're at the sleep peace vigil here. We have a group of about 10 people here, some of whom are still angry at what the police did earlier. Even Robert Flory claims they've been beating up citizens. Is this true, Robert?
That's what I heard. I heard that they were beating up people, hitting them with billy clubs, and I actually saw them push one guy who was refusing to leave the sidewalk here at the peace vigil.
We got cameras.
Then got reports that, yeah, police hitting people with billy clubs.
Well, I'm preparing to bed down here at Sleep Crime in Progress. I hope that I will be... we see John Malkin has shown up. John is a Coley Suburban Civilian Police Review man who... Okay, it's 2:47 a.m. With me is Jack Lai John. And you, John, claim you were near the band shell or the
town clock,
the drummer.
We were playing the drums. That was right around 10 to 12.
Hey, John, here's your soup.
All right. And then all of a sudden, there was... cops coming in. That was at 10 after 12. And dispersing the crowd.
How did you know? You have a watch?
I saw the town clock. I was at the town clock. All that is, look at it. It was 10 after 12.
Okay.
Wait. After that happened...
Was there any provocation? I mean, did the police... Were people?
They just went in there. They just went through between the band and the crowd.
Right.
And the band stopped. And then it was cool. Then when the cops went in the van, cops got in the van and went down Ocean Street. They were assaulted with...
you mean Pacific or Ocean?
No, water. Yeah, that's water. Is that water? Yeah, it's Water Street. Yeah, right by the town clock.
They were assaulted with water.
So the van was left there, like, I'd say, it was there for like, what do you say, Matt? My friend Matt here, it's Robert.
Hey, Matt.
Well, you saw it too, so, you know, you can verify what we saw. We were by World Savings Bank, and we saw bottles being hurled that were missing the van. They were supposed to be hitting the van. They missed the van. They were landing in crowds. They weren't from, they're from Hollister, Campbell, South Bay, Watsonville, gang members, you know. Right, not Santa Cruz at all. Yeah, the crowd, I could tell.
Well, all the police told me they started beating up on people to keep the drunks from beating up on them.
Yeah, it's not a good way to start off the new year, is it, Sergeant?
Do you really want to help your community, or do you just want to be an oppressor? Just a person of authority that can use violence at will.
I didn't see that.
Or do you want to help your community live in peace?
That's the voice of Dave Jacobs, Dave.
Let me ask you...
if you desire a peaceful community...
I didn't see the costume.
...and work for peace...
I might have missed...
...unlawful orders...
But only thing I saw was people throwing bottles against the van. Against the van. And they were hitting the van, but some of them were missing.
And your own community...
And if I would have got hit by one of them bottles, I would have been pissed off, brother man, you know? And they were throwing 40-ounce bottles like this. You know, I got... This is a souvenir here, you know?
Kim, you're okay. Where were you? I was wondering where the hell you were.
So Kim has just arrived, and I'm going to bed. We see a moon through the scrawny tree. Kim's going
to go home.
Of course they're going to, like, react to it.
But
you're taping me.
You're here at the last year's festivities, Kim. This is candlelight, Kim.
Yeah, last year wasn't as bad, but what they did is the police are at all four corners trying to corral people into moving, but how can you move people when you're pushing them from all four corners? And they were arresting people, like grabbing people whose girlfriends were like being dragged along with them, and they sat on this black guy. Four cops sat on a black guy for like 2 hours.
This was last year, right?
This was last year.
And New Year's.
At New Year's, yeah.
Well, I talked to a crowd of about...
Somebody got stabbed last year, too. Somebody got stabbed, but... Go ahead.
Yeah, well, hey, Bob.
God, they were breaking windows down here, Bob. They were breaking windows down here. People were breaking windows.
And Neil Coonerty just came by. In fact, he's on the other side of the street now, walking up and down.
Is that why he's...
The cops started the riot by, like, trying to break up New Year's too early.
Yeah, they came in, they tried to separate everybody. People started throwing bottles. Got pretty wild.
Come down here.